Chevy Chase's line learning woes, behind the scenes of Christmas Vacation. The air in the Christmas Vacation set was often thick with anticipation, punctuated by the whir of cameras and the anxious rustling of scripts. It was 1989, and the Griswold family was gearing up for another holiday disaster. But behind the zany antics and the perfectly crafted punchlines, a quiet struggle was unfolding, one that would become a whispered legend among film crews. Chevy Chase, the man embodying the perpetually flustered Clark Griswold, was having trouble remembering his lines. This wasn't a secret buried in the vaults of Hollywood history. It was a revelation that emerged years later, a fascinating glimpse into the often unseen challenges of comedic filmmaking. The fact that the cast and crew resorted to using cue cards for Chase's dialogue during the filming of this beloved holiday classic speaks volumes about the dynamics at play on set, the pressures of live performance, and the unique ways artists adapt to keep the magic alive. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, directed by Jeremiah S. Chechik, was intended to be a straightforward, laugh-out-loud comedy. The premise was simple. Clark Griswold's earnest attempts to create the perfect family Christmas were continually derailed by a series of increasingly absurd mishaps. From a squirrel infestation in the Christmas tree, to a cascade of lights that illuminated the entire neighborhood in a dazzling, chaotic display. The film's success hinged on its relatable portrayal of holiday stress, amplified by Chase's signature deadpan delivery and physical comedy. However, the behind-the-scenes reality often deviated from the polished final product. While many actors meticulously learn their lines, it's not uncommon for even seasoned professionals to face difficulties, especially in demanding productions. For Christmas Vacation, the stakes were high. The film's humor relied on precise timing and nuanced performances. Any disruption to the flow could jeopardize the comedic impact. The decision to use cue cards for Chase, while practical, also highlighted a critical interdependence among the cast. Beverly D'Angelo, who played Ellen Griswold, and the actors portraying their children and extended family, became accustomed to waiting for Chase's cues, often improvising or reacting to his delivery, even if it meant a slight pause for him to catch up. This reliance on cue cards wasn't a sign of disrespect or a lack of professionalism on anyone's part. Rather, it was a testament to the collaborative nature of filmmaking. It meant that the other actors had to be exceptionally sharp, ready to pivot and adapt, essentially carrying the scene when the unexpected occurred. It speaks to their talent and their commitment to making the film work, regardless of the hurdles. Imagine the scene where Clark is trying to explain his vision for the Christmas lights, a monologue that builds to a frenzied, overloaded display. For Chase to deliver this, he would have needed those prompts, with the rest of the cast reacting with a mixture of exasperation and affection that became the film's hallmark. Christmas Vacation was released in December 1989, and despite a lukewarm critical reception at the time, it rapidly grew into a cultural phenomenon. Its enduring popularity can be attributed to its uncanny ability to capture the chaotic, often stressful, yet ultimately heartwarming essence of the holidays. The film has become a staple of Christmas viewing, its quotes and scenes ingrained in the fabric of holiday traditions for millions. The revelation about the cue cards offers a deeper appreciation for the film's creation. It peels back the curtain to reveal a more human, less infallible side of a celebrated actor and a beloved movie. It underscores that even in the realm of professional comedy, where laughter is the goal, the journey to achieve it can be fraught with the same everyday challenges that many of us face, the simple act of remembering what comes next. In essence, the story of Chevy Chase's line-learning woes on Christmas Vacation is a quiet anecdote that speaks volumes. It's a reminder that behind every perfect take, there are countless retakes, adjustments, and quiet compromises made by talented individuals. It's a testament to the resilience of creative collaboration and the often unseen efforts that transform a script into a cinematic experience that continues to bring joy and laughter year after year.